21-8. Now, Ender Brady in the UK report about an hour ago told us that Boris Johnson has denied being a napper. Here's what Ender told us.
There was a story in the Times the other day, quoting a Downing Street insider, that Boris Johnson likes to go off in the afternoon and have a nap. Today, his official spokesperson in the Number 10 briefing has come out and denied flatly that the Prime Minister has an afternoon nap. And the spokesperson said that from the moment he wakes until going to bed, his day is jam-packed.
Now, he's denying it. I presume because if you have a nap and you're the Prime Minister, it makes you look as though you're not working hard enough. But is this the right way to think about naps? 9221882. Are you a napper? I think there's no shame in the nap. That's my position. If you're an employer, how would you feel if your staff were snoozing on the job? Is there anyone whose workplace actively encourages a nap on the job? Some people can't function without the sleep that comes from the nap. Is it a weekend only thing? Are you pro nap or anti nap? 9221882. Deb Herdman's a sleep consultant, the creator and founder of Nine Eye Sleepyhead. Deb, what's Nine Eye Sleepyhead, first of all?
Good morning, Gareth. Nine Eye Sleepyhead is I'm a sleep specialist, and Nine Eye Sleepyhead is about helping your child, baby, toddler sleep better using cognitive behavioural therapy and our resources.
Okay, so that establishes your credentials. Now, if Boris Johnson was napping in the afternoon, would he have anything to be ashamed of?
Well, that all depends on how long he naps for, Gareth. Most certainly if it interferes with him going to sleep at night, and the gold standard is still 7 to 8 hours for adults every night, then the nap, if it interfered with him falling asleep or causing him to wake, would not be a good thing. Napping's all about the timing of the nap and when you should be doing the nap.
So what's the ideal case scenario? When should you nap?
Napping the earlier part of the day. Now, this is, of course, depending on if you are a worker in the day and you sleep at night, then having your nap as early as possible in the day is much better than letting it go to mid-afternoon or late afternoon or even, for some people, early evening. That would most likely destroy sleep pressure, which is that ability, that biological process that helps us feel sleepy and want to go to sleep.
So how early is early? I mean, we're talking a sort of a 9:30 a.m. nap, are we, surely?
Well, certainly in the first half of the day.
So you'd like to see, what, a nap before lunch?
Well, possibly, if that's what's going to help you feel fresher. And also, Gareth, it's all about the length of that nap that is crucial in either still allowing you to build up sleep pressure so you fall asleep at night, but also not destroying the fact that it's going to make you feel groggy and feel worse. So recommendations are that anywhere between really 10 minutes and 30 minutes is the ideal nap time.
10 to 30 minutes. Does it have to be horizontal? Do you have to be lying down?
No, whatever, the way you feel comfortable is fine, but I would certainly recommend setting a timer to that nap so that you don't fall into a very deep sleep, which will then affect your nighttime sleep.
Deb, why no longer than 30 minutes? Why is that the magic number?
Because that reduces the sleep pressure that I spoke about earlier.
So this sleep pressure concept, can you just flesh it out? I mean, is that just a fancy way of saying being tired enough to go to bed at bedtime?
Yeah, basically it is. And it's all about our circadian rhythm, which means that as human beings, we're awake in the day and we sleep at night. So if you eliminate that build-up of needing to go to sleep, which for all of us or most of us happens in the in the evening, let's say, depending on what time you go to sleep, if the sleep pressure alters that feeling of sleepiness, that'll give you sleep latency, which is the process of being awake to asleep. And if you prolong that, so if that means if it's hard for you to fall asleep, that means you're going to lose overall sleep every night.
Are there any stats on the number of people or the proportion of people who do actually nap on a daily basis?
I don't have any of those stats, Gareth, at hand, but I think there's just not a lot of research that's been done around that area of finding out how many people do nap. But certainly, you know, even just a few minutes napping will help you have a better mood, help you think clearer and, you know, of course, be able to concentrate better on the job.
Deb, thank you very much.
And if anyone, Gareth, would like to have a chat with me, they can contact me at 99.com.au.
Good on you. Appreciate your time. Deb Herndon, sleep consultant, 99 Sleepyhead. Are you a napper or not? I want some data here. Pro-nap or anti-nap? Is there anything wrong with the Prime Minister of Britain napping during the day? Now, the reports are there that that's what he does. He denies it. He denies it strongly. His office deny it. But is there anything to be ashamed of? Are you a napper? 9221882. How often and how long? Is there anyone who would find themselves napping before lunchtime, for example?